at the 2020 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C., and in the studio lounge is Mr. Keith Riddle. I almost said Keith Sherpa. Keith Riddle from Sherpa Technologies.
How are you? I'll take that title. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
Doing well. Thank you.
Good. How's the conference going for you?
The conference is going well. Yeah? We've got a lot of good engagement at the booth and outside of the booth and working with some folks that I've known for years as potential partners, so it's been going well.
I took a peek in there during the opening breakfast thing, and it was wall-to-wall people in there, so that's a good thing
so
for you guys.
People are filtering through the exhibit hall, which is always good for all the folks exhibiting.
Yes. No doubt. Hey, the topic at hand here is you guys just launched a payment solution called Payagy.
We did.
Did I pronounce it correctly?
You did.
All right, Payagy. And it's all targeting loan payments solution, and it's the first to launch from the CUSO's Innovation Council collaboration.
That's correct.
Wow. So give us a lay of the land here.
So the lay of the land and how the foundation of how this occurred is that we had about 6 credit unions on the Innovation Council of about 28 in total across the country that were very interested in helping to form a new digital experience and engagement method for members who just have loans with the credit unions and don't have their checking account or funding account for that loan with the credit union. So indirect auto loaning is the big focus of it.
Okay, so what sparked this new kind of launch?
What sparked the launch is that the biller community, if you look at bill payments, a lot has shifted in the marketplace. About 73% of the payment transactions that happen today are at biller direct sites.
Okay.
So they're going to their Verizon, they're going to their mortgage company or utility, and they're arranging the payments because they want greater control over the payments, the payment method. I may want to use my debit and or credit card for that transaction. And there are a lot of notifications that come with that, SMS, email, etc. So we wanted to look at a model where credit unions, because a third of the bill payments in the marketplace today are financial institution obligations. Their mortgage, their credit card, their auto loan. How do we create a scenario where the credit union can act as the biller and have a similar digital payment experience to what they have in Biller Direct?
So the benefits to the credit union are, is it just more, I'm trying to think, oh, the word is escaping me. Stickiness, loyalty, value.
It's a value that you have better digital engagement.
Right.
So you offer them an opportunity to go in and set up multiple accounts within their wallet. So one of the key features, you can go in and set up a wallet. I can have my external account wherever that may be, and I can have multiple accounts.
Okay.
And I can choose ACH or I can choose debit card as a mechanism. And then also we're a channel partner for real-time payments through the clearinghouse. That we're going to build out the user experience, so ultimately it will offer the member an opportunity to have their account debited from an external account and in real time flow back to the credit union as the biller with immediate settlement and reconciliation.
Wow.
And then notifications that would happen back to that member for that transaction.
So
we're offering an ability to re-engineer how payments are managed with the credit union and those key members, but also in the platform what we've built is cross-selling functionality.
Oh, nice.
There's a carousel that has unlimited functionality that you can put in there in terms of offers.
Right.
And we have those offers and then a top offer when they do their payment transaction. So we'll ultimately make this, it's a little more global today. Everybody sees the same carousel. More personalized. So if they see Mike has paid this dollar amount on this type of obligation, maybe there's an offer that's more specific to Mike versus Keith.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's a digital engagement platform that is modeling Biller Direct for the credit union as biller and doing that in a way that we built the experience from scratch with this group of credit unions for that purpose.
Yeah, okay, well that leads me to my next question. Who's using it?
I know it's brand new. So it's just rolled out. We've got an early adopter, and one of those who's publicly announced. So we publicly announced that Gulf Winds Credit Union out of Pensacola, Florida is going to be one of the early adopters.
Right.
And there are others, there are 4 to 5 in that list of the press release that acted as contributors to the development effort. And then we've got some others that will probably be some early adopters.
I would think
Gulf So we just announced it on the 18th of this month. We've got a lot of very positive response, and we're going to be doing a webinar in the mid-March time.
Are you talking about it a lot in there, I assume?
We are.
I had to ask a question. I know you guys are.
Yes, we are. Yes.
So what are your goals, obviously, with it? Well, I mean, obviously, this helps out Creighton's a great deal, adds to the value. What other goals do you have for Payagy?
So the Payagy goals are, first of all, we need to help the credit unions increase the level of digital engagement with those loan-only members, and that's why we have the cross-selling. So we'll work with them to
so a deeper
the,
relationship.
A deeper
okay, gotcha.
Relationship. So deepen gotcha. The relationship you have with that member who's mm-hmm. just lonely today.
Right.
So we'll be able to prove that out in these early adopters, how we can refine the product mm-hmm. to ensure that occurs. Mm-hmm. Secondly, is enabling as much payment choice as possible. So we have ACH, obviously the credit union is the originator, so mm-hmm. we're putting that origination control back in the credit union's hands mm-hmm. versus other third parties that may do origination today okay. on their behalf.
Okay.
And then thirdly, having debit card support, which is important for those that want to use that mechanism for payment, but real-time payments really create the aspect mm-hmm. of having real-time notifications and bringing the aspect of transparency and when it's posted and immediacy in the posting and reconciliation mm-hmm. somewhat for the credit union as the biller, mm-hmm. have the control for the consumer out of their digital device and yeah. the external account, and having the messaging flow in real time.
That's really cool.
So
really
we're cool. creating this real-time data and payment exchange platform mm-hmm. that starts with addressing this indirect auto loan.
Every time I come to a conference or something like this, there's just something that blows your mind. It's like, are you kidding me? This is, yeah. this is out there right now?
So well, and the key really point, we cool developed stuff. It in conjunction with the problem statements from the credit unions.
That's where
and,
you get it from.
And
yeah.
we took them through the agile development mm-hmm. process mm-hmm. to create this product, mm-hmm. and then we're sharing with them all the enhancements that are being performed as part of it.
All right, yes. last question for you. Mm-hmm. Where can folks find out about this? Where do they go? SherpaTechnology.com?
SherpaTech.org.
Oh, SherpaTech.org. Okay.
And then there's a digital payment under the solutions or product. And we okay. also have our own digital payment solutions okay. page that certainly we can provide to folks. And they can come to booth 470. It'll
there
be too
go.
Late for this. But.
Well, I might get it out there tomorrow
yeah,
or the next
yeah.
day.
So but yes, that's okay. where they can come.
All right,
check
Keith.
Us out. All right.
Well, keep up the good work. Well
thank
done,
you very
sir.
Much, Mike.
This is awesome
okay.
stuff here. I love what you guys are doing. So
thank you.
Keep it up.